5:34 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning on our program, Nuru Suhoor. Well, it's the 28th of Ramadan, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, it's a beautiful morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we continue with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala with chapter 12 Surah Yusuf and verse number 101. Now the entire family is reconciled, reunited, everyone forgave one another, and one of the brothers, remember I mentioned his name, Yehuda. Yehuda was not the eldest in age, but he was the most eldest in maturity, intelligence and intellect. So that is what we meant and referred to in the past as well. So here, chapter 12, verse 101, now they're living for years and everything happily ever after, as you say. But everybody knows, and more so prophets and messengers, that this sojourn, this life must come to an end. Now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, he went through so many vicissitudes and ups and downs, trials and tests in this world. Now he's focusing on the year after to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. You can be king, president, prime minister, prince, crown prince, but this is the reality. Death will come one day. Rabbi, oh my beloved Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, it means Ya Rabbi, oh my sustainer, nourisher, قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ, indeed, definitely, surely, you gave me kingdom, you gave me authority, you gave me majesty, you gave me all that here in this world, وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ, and Ya Allah, you taught me the interpretation of the dreams. I interpreted for them there in the jail, I interpreted for the king, and I told my beloved father, the dream I saw whilst I was in my formative years, in my youth, and after 40 years, it became a reality. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Allah is Ya Fatir as-samawati, the tafsir of it. What's the meaning of Fatir? In Surah Yasin, you read, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. So Fatir is the verb, Fatir is the noun. It means that Almighty Allah created this entire universe and cosmos, min ghairi mithalin sabiqin, and there was no diagram, there was no sample example before that. We want to build a house, we want to build a block of flats, we want to build a skyscraper, we want to see some diagrams, some samples, examples, and we need ideas because of our puny little brains. Almighty Allah created it. And he is the only creator. No one else can create. Remember that. Yuhyi wa yumit. He gives life, he gives death. So he is the originator, the creator. And there is no sample, example, diagram there of the entire universe, the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation. Anta waliyi, Ya Allah, you alone, you are my patron, you are my protector, you are my helper, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this worldly life and in the year after. Ya Allah, now I am preparing my journey to come to you. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us a dua mentioned in Mustafa Ahmad. Oh Allah, jalla wala, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an, it's his last moments and seconds here on this earth. Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned in Al Bidaya wa Nihaya, what did he, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu arda, say? Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love to meet you. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, you also love meeting me. So every one of us, we're still in Ramadan, his last few hours left. And anyway you look at it, remember that. So you remember it's just a matter of hours and then everything, this guest will be gone. And we will say, Ramadan, Ramadan came and went away so fast. That is what we all will say. So cry to Allah, beg Allah now, tonight, tomorrow, tawaffani muslima. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Islam, with Iman, wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, unite me with the devout and pious servants. Not only pious servants in this world, even in the barzakh, after we die, we go to the new realm, and that is the interspace, the time and the place between this worldly life and the year after, the day of justice. So we want to be with the pious people. So may Almighty Allah make our khatima or ending on khair, and that is on Iman and Islam and the best day in our life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's take you around the world. News, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Sad story coming through from Yemen. So you know it's still Ramadan. It is the poorest Arab country. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 3 ahadith, all of them in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give us barakah, blessing in Yemen. Al imanu yamaniyun. You will find true iman in Yemen. Wal hikmatu yamaniya. You will find true wisdom there in Yemen. So yesterday some people, I've been to Yemen in 2000, so a lot of poverty there. So now people went to give out charity, you know, preparation for Eid and so forth. So a huge stampede, dozens of them lost their lives, hundreds of them injured. All this because of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. 8 years, you must remember, he was bombing them, and hundreds of thousands of people passed away. The Sunnis also became Shaheed and Shuhada. And remember that the starvation and the poverty levels went up to 5 million people there in Yemen. So therefore we rule, and you can quote me wherever you want, this MBS and whoever agrees with him, they're out of the fold of Islam. Remember, we got nothing to do with him, and he's a murtad out of the fold of Islam. Look at what the apartheid, you, Jonathan, and you, I hope today you didn't put wax in your ears. So you must remember, you haramis, you jutlas, listen to what your pilot is saying. That the Haaretz newspaper carries a news item, it says the El Al. El Al is the Israeli national, you know, plane and aeroplane. So liner, so the El Al pilot says, he's warning his passengers, very soon dictatorship is coming to Israel. Can you believe that? Every news channel in Israel is playing the clip of that pilot there. U.S.-Israel ties are on life support. They want Sakarat. So remember that America has told them and warned Israel, if Bibi, the Harami, Netanyahu, the war criminal, goes on with the judicial reform and war breaks out, then Israel will not be supported by America. We all know that is all propaganda. They all together, whole lot of Haramis, but they're giving them this type of warnings. So Biden says that he's already 80 years old. He wants to stand for re-election in 2024. But Kennedy Jr., he says that, no, I will stand, remember, on behalf of the Democrats. So we all only Almighty Allah knows what will happen. That's what Trump says. And then they got other Republicans who are jumping as well. Now look at India. I told you, you must remember, under Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, remember the Hitler's Hindus. So see what things are happening and how bad it's going. Among the Hindus themselves, they have a caste system. See how deep and far the caste system goes. So the caste code in Silicon Valley. So there's a guy who belongs to the Dalits. There's a guy who belongs to the untouchables. But with his effort and what have you, so now he made it. He became a master in IT. These Indians are masters in IT, whether you like it or not. And therefore, you must remember all the countries rely on them for their expertise. So some of these guys who belong to the Dalits, to the untouchable, so when they go through it, so the other guys in the hierarchy right on top, they make some plan and some way to get rid of them and they send them back to India. So that is the apartheid they have among themselves, the Hindus. Remember that Hitler's Hindus and with BJP and Modi, things are worse. Do you know what they did to a Muslim child? 14, 15 years old, he went to fetch wood for his grandfather. He was alone. This Hindu mob, terrorists, what else can we call them? They caught him, they murdered him, stand there, and they hanged him up, remember. That is your largest democracy in the world. So therefore, we must remember that it's a very, very sad situation. Sudan, terrible. Right in the capital, no water, no power. The US embassy under attack. The European embassy under attack. So many things are happening there and so forth. It's out of control. And Al-Quds, remember that is in Palestine. They have a newspaper running for hundreds, so many years. So it's known as Al-Quds. They have just released and launched Al-Quds in the Hebrew language. So that's very good. Whenever I met them, I told them, these Arabs, they're Palestinians, you must learn the Hebrew language. Man ta'allama lughata qawmin amina min makrihim. When you learn the language of a people, then you will be safe from their plotting, planning and scheming. Sunak, I told you Richie Rich is a disaster, you must remember that. Nobody elected him. He just came in by default. Inflation is running at its highest level, remember, in 40, 50 years in UK. So what can Sunak do? So he came in by default. So absolute disgrace, remember. Let's listen to this story. In Iraq, there is a Sunni sheikh. His name Sheikh Saad. So he escaped from the Shia prison. The Shias are kuffar, you must remember that. So they are the ones that they will torture the Sunnis. Somehow with Allah's help, he managed to escape there. So Allah Ta'ala protect the Sunnis in Iran and Iraq and wherever they are. Thereafter, remember that we're coming to Chile, where there is the Palestinian brother. He is the prime minister, president there. So he came up with a new initiative, and that is, remember, that there's femicide going on there. Girls are being attacked, ladies are being attacked, and so forth. And then they barely survive the trauma, the scars they go through. So he said, no, we must go and give them some assistance, material support. So now they will be giving $200 to them per month. So that's a good move, remember that. Let's come to South Africa. Shocking things, you know. Every day is a new scandal. So now they've brought back Thabo Mbeki from Tanzania. But who paid for all that? They went with a charter plane. They used our money, my money, your money, the taxpayers' money, 1.4 million rand to bring him home. But whose negligence was it? Who's the corrupted people involved? The G4S. So we must make sure that they must pay for all this big mess. And what about the Minister of Police and Minister of Correctional Services? So good for nothing, like majority of the ministers. So these are the people should be held responsible. But we are the milking cow, the taxpayer, and they just keep on milking us, you must remember. You see Macron, the shaitan, the harami of France, he went to visit a factory. So the people are fed up with him, so they made blackout. They switched off all the lights and everything, so he got lost there in the factory. Our Hazrat Muhammad Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, he passed away in 2007. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Yesterday, his son Luqman Sema passed away. I met Luqman in December. He was very ill that time also. Allah grant him and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Okay, inshallah, for programs for today. So Thursday, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abubakar Siddat and Maulana Zahid Khan. And then Maulana Zahid Khan and myself, In the fiqh and jurisprudence, we will discuss about the moon, we will discuss about Sadaqatul Fitr and Eid and so forth. Inshallah, Inshallah Al-Aziz, our tafsir, my tafsir will be ending today. Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, 105 to 130 and 130 to 2 will be the dua, Inshallah Al-Aziz. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. And then remember the moon issue. I just want to make this one announcement and then finish. So remember, if you look at it from the falakiyat, that's the Arabic word, from the astronomers and so forth, tonight, Thursday night, nowhere in the world can the moon be sighted with the naked eye and so forth. If you read the Arab media, Arab news and others, so in Saudi, they have told the public, you must scan the sky tonight and look for the moon, look for it with your naked eyes and binoculars. That's what's written in the Arab news. So be that as it may, the point here is the if they say there was no sighting that Saudi, we will salute them very good, and tomorrow will be 30th fast there, and all the 90% of the countries also, and Friday will be Eid. And if they say that it is sighted, then that is some Munsami who saw it, some crazy poor people, and then they will say tomorrow is Eid, so we reject that. We reject Saudi sighting. We're very clear on that issue. So because they have made a mess over the past 20, 30, 40 years, whether it's Ramadan, whether it's Eid, whether it's Hajj and so forth, so you should be aware of it. Don't have your herd mentality that Saudis announced, so you must just follow. Nay, so if everything goes well, inshallah, and we do proper sighting throughout the world, then Saturday will be Eid everywhere, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah Jalla wala accept everybody's ibadat. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I've got a Kurt. He says that the morning AK is life in Russia. Still normal, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember that everything is normal as long as you keep listening to Putin and his army and police. Then everything is normal. But the day you start opposing him and so forth, then they will send you to jail or they will finish you up. And that's not from today. You must remember that's how the politics operates there and so forth. So he is a benevolent dictator, as you will say, you must remember. As long as you agree with him, things are smooth. No bank collapse there. And their money and oil and everything is booming. If you look at India and Russia, the amount of business they are doing bilaterally, so it is one of the best in the world. So you must remember that. So he's got an Iran and Russia, they also making, and so many countries are there. BRICS countries are with Russia, South Africa, all of them. So you must remember that Russia is running smooth compared to America and Europe.
Somebody says, Mufti Saab, who is more sinful, a man owing a shabin, or a Molana who advises the men to keep two separate tills, one for halal money and the other for the alcohol, Ustad?
So you must remember that people are both committing haram. So if a person has shabin, in Islam, two industries are condemned A to Z. One is interest, riba, sud, viaj, usury, call it whatever you want to. Surah chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. Everything to do with interest is totally haram. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned one warning. For no other crime did Allah mention such a severe warning. Chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That whosoever does not abstain and refrain from interest, taking, giving, contracting, party, witness, whatever, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Habibuna Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Regarding alcohol, open Ibn Majah, you will find Sahih Hadith. Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam condemned and said Allah Ta'ala's curse is on 10 different people. So one drop of alcohol, intoxicant, wine, swine, everything is haram in Islam. So you don't compare. If I ask you what is more important, your eyes or your ears? So it's a similar question like that. So you must remember that both are cursed and both are haram in Islam, and all the income is haram.
I've got a new listener, Sister Judy. She says that she travels a lot, and half of the time she's out of South Africa. But she's listening to you this morning. She wants to know, did Israelis' contempt for President Obama have anything to do with his skin color? Sister Judy Ustad.
Obviously, don't you know, Judy, the Israelis are the biggest racists. They are the people who promote and advocate apartheid. I don't know. But Judy, I think you're about 25, less than 30 years old. So you haven't seen apartheid really, you must remember. Ask us, we were born in apartheid. We know what is apartheid. Go see what Farhood, Foster, P.W. Botha and de Klerk and all of them did. And remember, they would say no non-whites and no dogs allowed in this park. So we can't forget all that. They would call us coolies and say, Khan Kuli Dorp to go to the Indian township and so forth. So what's happening in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime is 10 times, 100 times worse than the apartheid in South Africa. Do you know, Sister Judy, no Palestinian is allowed to board a plane from Tel Aviv, from Ben Gurion Airport? If that is not apartheid, then what is it? Mm. They got separate roads for the Jutlas and Haramis and for the Palestinians. And you must remember, they are treated as third class, fourth class, 2 million people in the biggest open prison in the world in Gaza. So obviously, they hated Obama. So therefore, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and even though it would be Obama was a war criminal, so he was shooting all these drones right into Waziristan in Pakistan for innocent people and civilians. They ask him, why are you doing this? He said, no, we must show that we are a superpower. All war criminals, they hated him, and therefore Bibi and Obama, they are, you must remember, ties were a frosty relationship. And Obama, you know, America, the masses are asses, you must remember that. They, everything they see on TV, they believe. Therefore, that Fox TV have to pay millions and millions of compensation to Dominion and so forth. So Obama pulled it off. He said, we found Osama. And say, show us the body. You, Judy, you live in Durban. You pull out the biggest fish in South Africa. What you will do? You will call the whole media. Say, no, we're not showing anybody. We're dumping it in the ocean. But Osama passed away long time before that. But people are gullible. You know? They hated Obama, the Israeli apartheid Nazi regime. Hmm.
Somebody says here, Sister Elizabeth Ustad, she says, where is the world's richest man living? Do you perhaps know, AK Ustad?
So who's the richest man? You must remember that if you say MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan and King Salman and all of them, only on the oil per day, they're making $1 billion per day. And that is only on the oil. What about everything else? So you must remember they're in Riyadh. And if you're asking about Bill Gates and you're asking about these other characters, so you must remember. So they are all that side there in America, and our South Africa guy Musk and all of them. So you must remember, they all got the hidden agenda. Today's news, breaking news they gave. They reckon that the vaccination for children is falling, that the people have lost confidence. They don't want to say how it's supposed to be said. I'll tell you how it's supposed to be said. Due to the plandemic and the scamdemic of COVID, all these doctors, Muslim, non-Muslims, who are getting kickbacks, we must sue them and name them and shame them. Mm. All these governments who are promoting it and so forth. It was one of the biggest scandals in human history, this whole COVID thing, remembered. And all these Maulvis, corrupted as you they are, so just bootlickers of their government. We must name them and shame them. Remember that. So these are the people promoting all this. And they don't want Africans. And all. We are considered as waste of time liability, remember. They say, just finish this whole Africa up. Give them one booster and one rooster and just finish them up. That's their agenda, if you know what the World Forum and that is saying.
I see Mason is saying that, let's be fair, AK. How can Afghanistan become a rich country when half of the things belongs to USA, Ustad?
So because they defeated USA and they gave them a good thrashing and a good whooping. So you must remember, in war, a fair war, and that was not a fair war, 48 countries came and they fought against a people who don't possess one plane, one helicopter, and you defeated Mason. In which world you're living in? And still they beat them. So now we take all your F-16s, we take all your vehicles, we'll take everything, and they got the largest amount of lithium. China is making deals with them. They found oil there, so everything they will find. So Mason, watch out for them. They're coming for you guys there in Israel. Who's coming? Our Taliban. Taliban already released a statement. Taliban already released a statement. They said, all you haramis, you Arab states, why you are safeguarding and protecting Israel? Open your borders. We will liberate Palestine before end of this year. That is the statement Taliban made, and it's the truth. You must remember that. Israel doesn't have any appetite for war. They just got few rockets from Lebanon. They got few from Hamas. They say, please, 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 let's cool it and calm it. They finish. They know that. So Israel is on its way out, you must see. In our lifetime, inshallah, tonight also make special dua. Allah, Jalla wa'ala, decimate and destroy the apartheid entity of Israel. Last question.
Ustaz, are there poor people in Saudi Arabia, Ustaz?
Of course, there are millions of them. That is, you must remember that you can be in Saudi Arabia for 40, 50, 60 years. You got no rights. You must remember that. Just go outside on the periphery there of Mecca. Go on the periphery outskirts of Jeddah and Medina and go see all the African black children and so forth. They just play football, run around. What rights they got? I asked so many of them, how long you here? Say, my father came 50 years ago, 60. Mafi jinsiya. We don't have no passport, we don't have ID, we don't have no rights. The Pakistanis, Indians, the expats that are there, I know of Pakistanis and them who are there over 50 years, they got no rights. They just make one wrong move, they deport them. So hundreds of them, the only people who are rich there in Saudi Arabia are the royal family, 15,000, 20,000 of them, and those who are connected, you call them wasita. Wasita means you have a good contact, then you will become a mega millionaire and a big player. Otherwise, you're just a non-entity and a liability and so forth. So that's what Quran says must not happen. Kayla yakuna dulatan bain al aghniyai minkum. Your wealth must not rotate among the rich only. That is the problem with capitalism. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. So richy rich becomes that and the poor guy remains and his situation becomes worse. Look at South Africa. Such a rich country. Look at this Minister of Electricity and they're facing total blackout they're speaking about in South Africa. Allah alone have mercy on us. Inshallah, make dua. Today is Khatmul Quran. Between 1:05 and 1:30 and 1:30 to 2 will be dua. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.